What it do? Good morning, peeps. It is Wednesday. It is Wacky Wednesday. And of course I say wacky because remember yesterday when I said I really didn't talk about relationships? I didn't like to give relationship advice. Do you recall? If you don't, go back and listen to yesterday's episode. I don't. But we're going to talk about a little bit of what it requires to have a successful relationship and why I choose not to even dib and dabble in relationship advice. But today, we're still going to keep things strictly our way. We're going to do accountability. We're going to talk about it. What can you do to make your relationship a little bit more successful? Is it the way you speak? Is it the way you communicate? It could be you don't know what your love language is. Let's talk about it. Grab them cups. It is Coffee with Queen. Hey, hey, peeps. It is a beautiful Monday. Stop what you're doing and look out your window. Look at the beautiful skies. I hope it is as beautiful in your area as it is in mine. Beautiful skies, great temps. I walked to the store this morning and I kid you not, I didn't have a jacket on. If you know me, I've been small frame most of my life and kind of chilly by nature, but I didn't need a jacket this morning. I had on a short sleeve t-shirt and I was able to walk to the store and it was great. I try to get out every morning to hear the birds chirp, to watch the squirrels run around. I saw a groundhog for the first time in my lifetime the other day. Yeah, I may have saw a picture of a groundhog, but I actually saw a groundhog up close and personal the other day. I enjoyed it. I stopped and watched that groundhog for about 30 minutes. I kid you not. But nonetheless, I enjoyed it. You have to take the time to stop and appreciate just nature. Bask in its existence. You'll feel great. Quote of the day. It's by Ava DuVernay. I think any black woman is a queen. It's just, do you know it? Do you see it in yourself? Do you recognize it? Do you abide by that? Do you define yourself as that? Based on who we are and what we've been through and how we survive and where we stand, we are on kind of a sacred ground. We stand on the back of our ancestors. End quote. I love that quote by Aunt Ava DuVernay. Dope, right? What's in your cup today? We're going to go ahead and get started, though. We're going to talk about these five love languages, you guys. We're going to talk about love itself, and we're going to talk about these five love languages. Because you have to understand that everything we do, it's based on communication. That's how we are. That's us as a species. So you have to know how to communicate. And when you're loving, you're doing something. So if you're not loving correctly, your communication is misfiring. And even if you say, well, I know how to communicate, and he or she knows how to communicate as well, but we're still stuck and we're not getting any place. Could it be that you two aren't speaking the same love language and neither one of you know what the other one is speaking? That's the key. Not only do you have to understand your love language, you have to understand love language as a whole. 7% of communication is verbal. Only 7% of communication is verbal. That leaves 93% non-verbal, which means that you're not always going to have someone say something to you for you to know what they're talking about. You have to be able to pick up on the keys, on the cues. That's where love language comes into the play. And what is language? A method of human communication, either spoken or written, or a system of communication used by a particular country or community. a system of communication. That's exactly what love languages are. They are a system of communication, and there are five of them. It took me a while to learn what mine were, because there are five of them, and you have to understand that everyone has one primary love language, but you can also speak a little of the others as well. I have two. I actually have two. But once you learn what love languages are, you'll start to understand why you operate the way that you do in a relationship. It's all about a system of communication. Once again, there are five love languages. Each and every person has a different love language. What are the five love languages? I'll tell you about them in a minute. Let me tell you how I found out what mine was. As I stated before, I had a very detached childhood, so I really wasn't a person that was touchy-feely in a relationship. I wasn't as affectionate as others. I really didn't need gifts. Basically have to tell me you loved me. Like, I really didn't need those things as much as others required, because they were something that I lacked in my childhood. You understand? But I did notice, with me being ambitious and as independent as I am, when someone would help me with something, it could be something like, I have to clean out my garage. I've been saying I'm not going to do it for the past week or so. And they offer their assistance to help me clean out my garage. That in itself means the world to me. You see? And I realized that in my relationships, it was never what they would say. It was never how they would touch me, anything of those nature. It was always, or what they would give me, or what they had. It was always about, how much time are you willing to invest in me? Are you willing to assist me in achieving what it is that I'm trying to achieve? Listen to that. How much time were you willing to invest in me, and were you willing to help me achieve what it is that I was trying to achieve? And it was always a conflict there. When they did assist me in obtaining whatever my goal was that I was setting out to do, then I felt great on the inside. I felt as if they loved me. They were proving it. Not only that, they were investing the time to assist me. But once again, we talked about it before, a wolf's in sheep's disguise, a sheep in wolf's disguise. However you want to perceive it, they were not who they set out to be. Acts of service? Well, they had ulterior motives. Quality time? Well, that would have helped them achieve that ulterior motive. I didn't know what their love language was. I didn't know how to communicate with them. There was no success in that union. We were all over the place. I was all over the place for years. We knew how to talk. We were great at that. But we still weren't hearing each other. Our hearts was not understanding each other. We had no idea what love languages were. Once again, to love is to do. We weren't actively trying to figure out what the issues were. Until I just started to look within myself. Once I became single, I really took some time to look within. I started to tweak my communication, not only with people that I'm involved with in a relationship, but with everyone that I encounter. I learned to tweak my communication. I started to research more things. I really wanted to know what makes people work? Emotions, heart, love. And then I stumbled across this thing called love languages. And I was like, what in the world? This is it. And it all makes sense. Remember that percentage of communication that I was talking about? How 93% of communication is nonverbal? Well, 55% of it is body language. You have to learn how to read someone. Love language started to connect the dots. And there are five of them. So let me go ahead and explain to you what these love languages are. And then you tell me if it starts to make any sense. Okay? Sip on that coffee real quick. There are five love languages, and the five love languages, let's start with the first one, words of affirmation. Everyone know what words of affirmation are. We talked about it in my earlier episode, I think episode 2, about filling yourself up with things that are positive, anything positive. That's what an affirmation is. Something like, thanks for taking out the garage. Not the negative. It's about time you take the garage out. It's been sitting over there stinking at the house all night. That is definitely not words of affirmation. Words of affirmation, thanks for taking out the garage. Words of affirmation is an actual love language. Hearing things that are positive make you feel better. Hearing your significant other remind you how much they are thankful and appreciative of you fuels you. That would be words of affirmation. The second would be gifts. Gifts is actual love language. Because to you, a gift says, oh, he or she was thinking about me. Look what they got for me. Three, acts of service. Doing something for your spouse that you know they would like cooking a meal, washing dishes, vacuuming floors, they're all acts of service. Quality time. This means giving your spouse your undivided attention. Taking a walk together, sitting on a couch, playing video games, whatever it is that they like to do, you do it and you do it with glee. That's the fourth. Quality time. The fifth and final love language is physical touch. And that's the holding of the hands, hugging, sexual intercourse, rubbing your hair while you're laying down, massaging your feet, physical touch. And don't get it twisted. We all love a little of these things, but if it's something that you urge for, something you have to have, that's your love language, boo. And there is nothing wrong with it. You have to embrace it. You have to educate yourself on it. Once you realize that these love languages do exist and they're actually a part of proper communication, you're open up all types of doors to greatness. You learn that your language is acts of service. Remember, you get what you command. You're going to start being more receptive or maybe even seeking out people who speak act of service. Homie, you're speaking my language right now. I know it's about to go down. Instead of being with someone that really doesn't understand you. But you do. And you also know enough about love languages to know that you don't speak their language. You see how much time you will save yourself? Love languages do exist, and they're all a part of a successful communication, a successful system of communication within your union. Once again, words of affirmation. Thank you. I appreciate you. Gifts. I thought about you when I saw this. Acts of service. Don't worry about doing that today. I'll take care of that for you. Quality time. Yes, let's take that walk in that nature park. I recall you saying how much you loved it. Physical touch. Come here. Let me massage your scalp. They're all a part of communicating. Once again, those are your five love languages. Research them. Find out about you. And it's absolutely nothing wrong with any one of the five love languages. Remember, we are all individual. We are all different. It's about embracing that individuality and learning about you. It makes you a more pleasant individual. So take the time to find out how you communicate and apply that to your unions. And I can guarantee you they'll be great. Think about it. We all have one or two words of affirmation. Thank you. Yes, I was thinking of you. Acts of service. This is what I can do for you. Quality time. Let's go and do this together. Physical touch. Let me rub all over you. I hope you enjoyed your cup of coffee. It's been Coffee with Queen. Until next time, check us out on Coffee with Queen on Facebook. I promise you there are some things there that you enjoy. Holla at you, girl.